Welcome to Let's Talk Knoxville. I'm Karen Overgaard, and we're joined today by Lisa Martin, WIC coordinator at Marion County Public Health, and talking about farmers markets and WIC coupons. Good morning, Lisa. Thank you for joining us today.
Good morning.
Appreciate it. So WIC recipients can use coupons at farmers markets. Is that right?
A WIC participant can use a cash value voucher at the farmers market. But in addition to that, they also receive farmers market checks to be used at the farmers market as well.
Okay. So those are different than what they might use in a store?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. Although they can use the cash value voucher at the farmers market, the reverse is not true. The farmers market are just for the farmers market.
Strictly for those vendors.
Yeah.
Okay. And then anybody at a farmers market should accept those just the same as they would accept cash.
Not everybody accepts farmers market checks. They would have a particular green sign with, it has a like fruit basket on it that says farmers market checks accepted.
Oh, okay. So not all the vendors maybe.
No, that'd be a process that they would have to apply for.
If there are vendors that are listening today, how would they apply for that if they want to become eligible for that?
They could contact Paul Overham at the Department of Ag.
And then just, of course, look that up either online or in a phone book. Or whatever.
Yep. Okay. I think if you Google that under the Department of Ag Farmers Market, there's a section of how to become a vendor, some of the requirements. There's some training that goes into it to know how to take the checks, how to fill them out properly.
Sure.
That kind of thing.
Why would you say it is important that WIC recipients be eligible to go to a farmers market? What's the draw there?
Well, the farmers market checks they receive are for Iowa-grown produce. So ultimately, it gets them even more fresh vegetables and fruits for their family. Mm-hmm. And farmers market checks, they receive $27 worth of checks for each individual that is eligible.
Who's eligible for these coupons?
The groups that are eligible this year, and it changes slightly every year, are children ages 1 to 5, pregnant women, and breastfeeding women. And those groups had to be current with their appointments through the end of May.
Okay.
So they had to have their appointment done in May. You know, that was kind of a criteria to meet if they wanted to get those farmers market checks for this summer.
Okay. So you said $27 per eligible individual in a family. That's a lot of fruit and vegetables that can go a long way.
Yes. Yeah. Yes. They're able to use them up until the end of October.
Oh, good.
So they can, you know, wait a little bit till the farmers market really gets going and there's lots of variety out there, or waiting for their favorite food to be available.
Yeah. Sweet corn and tomato season is just around the corner.
Yes.
Are these coupons, would they cover like the baked goods, the breads and the rolls and that kind of thing?
Nope, just Iowa grown fruits and vegetables.
Okay. So it's pretty specific then.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes.
And then they just come to the WIC office to get signed up, just like you said, through their appointment and just ask for them?
Yep. Okay. They can pick them up on WIC days and in the different communities that we're at. Or if they're wanting to get them ahead of time, they can give us a call and we can work something out that way as well.
Okay, very good. Thank you for joining us today.
Thank you.
Yep. And that's today's Let's Talk Knoxville. Thanks again to our guest, Lisa Martin, WIC coordinator with Marion County Public Health, for joining us on the program. Stay tuned for more of today's news and local information next. And remember, you can always get today's news and local information online at KNIAKRLS.com.